Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Air Purifier Thunderstorm. The three-pack is back. To order, go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code Howie3. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
And if you damage science, you are doing something very detrimental to society.
You know, Dr. Fauci, I think, is the most dangerous bureaucrat in the history of the country.
People say to me that he doesn't represent science to them. He represents Joseph Mengele.
Now, Mr. Evil.
Dr. Evil. I didn't spend 6 years in evil medical school to be called Mr. Thank you very much.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Please wear your mask when you're indoors, if people are vaccinated and wear their mask. I encourage everyone to wear a mask when they're indoors.
The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result.
We must move forward, not backward, upward, not forward, and always twirling, twirling, twirling towards freedom.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
I don't think the new panic porn is making it. I think it's flailing. It's going over like a lead balloon. The trial balloon is a lead balloon here. It's just, there's too much pushback. People have had it. And, they can't keep their story straight. You know, the people in South Africa are saying, hey, what's this all about? This is like a cold. Why are you shutting down all the traffic? This is not a big deal. The governor of New York has declared a state of emergency, even though there are no cases in New York State. And the infections, quote unquote, the hospitalizations are way down in New York City. There's a few problems in some of the western cities like Buffalo, but nowhere in greater metropolitan New York. I don't see it happen. Governor Charlie Parker in Massachusetts, he was talking about vaccine mandates yesterday on National Panhandler Radio. Now he's walking it back big time. You know,
you're a loser.
I don't think it's working out. I could be wrong, but the other person I don't think it's working out for is Chris Cuomo. I thought yesterday he was going to make it, and then I saw the statement late in the show from CNN saying they were going to have an investigation, which is kind of strange because they've kind of known the parameters of what's going on. They didn't have the text messages, perhaps, but they knew what was going on. And now even like the Atlantic, the card-carrying fellow travelers are willing to throw the last of the Cuomos under the bus. What's next? Are they going to rename the bridge, the Tappan Zee?
Wait till they find out he broke quarantine.
And, the thing is, if this were business as usual at CNN, I'd say maybe he could hang on just because he's been such a good apparatchik for so many years. But, they're changed. The corporation or the channel is changing hands. And you got this new guy, John Malone. We played the sound cut from him last week. He's the owner, I think, of digital of XM Sirius Radio. And he was trying to buy iHeart, which owns a lot of the stations we're on. And now he's the majority, he's got the biggest hunk of stock in the company that owns CNN. And he said last week, I think it would be nice if we could go back to being a news channel again. So, I mean, if I didn't have these problems and I were Chris Cuomo and the new boss said he wanted to be a news station, I mean, that's the last thing the guy is. You want to talk about laughable, how about his depositions where he's talking about, I'm a reporter and he's no way, I know the standards are elastic for reporters, quote unquote, or journalists, quote unquote, but under no stretch of the imagination is he either a journalist or a reporter. He's a rich man's kid who got where he is by being the son of a governor. and the brother of a governor. Those are his only qualifications, period.
Maybe bodybuilder.
Oh, please. Anybody could be a bodybuilder if you have the right products at your disposal, Taylor. Come on. You know, there's a downside to that later in life, though, if you become a bodybuilder in that way. And no wonder he got along so well with Melissa DeRosa, his chief of staff, and who's doing all the texting with Chris, and maybe his girlfriend, for all we know. She was married for a while, but then so was he. And she's the daughter of a big-time lobbyist in Albany. And he's the son of the governor in Albany. So no wonder they got along. They were a match made in hack heaven, I guess you might say. But anyway, I think he's all done as well. 844-500-4242. That's the number if you'd like to join us. If you are watching right now on Rumble or on social media, you'll see the T-shirt I'm wearing. It says, "Let's go, Brandon." I know we're a little late to the party, but we just got these from Maine, and they really look nice. They've got an American flag, the three colors. Obviously, the red, white, and blue flag, and then in blue lettering, "Let's go, Brandon!" exclamation point. It's a nice T-shirt.
It's very soft T-shirt. I was surprised. I put it through the wash, too. I expected to get a little more coarse, but no, yeah. It maintains its softness very well.
No, it's a very nice T-shirt.
It has something no other shirt has, touchability.
Does that set me up to play some of these sound cuts from the depositions in Albany on former Governor Cuomo? Anyway, you can buy the T-shirts at HowieCarShow.com. Click on store, HowieCarShow.com. Click on store. We'll have them. And we're going to have a Cheap Bastard deal a little bit later on. I think you're going to like that. Maria's Restaurante in Portland, Maine. Why don't we just start off with a couple of Biden cuts before, and then we'll get to the Cuomo cuts. And I want to get into Jussie Smollett today a little bit. We talked somewhat about the Maxwell trial in New York, and as you know, one of the prosecutors is James Comey's daughter, Maureen. And you might be excused if you're looking at that trial with a jaundiced eye. You know, everybody's on the same team. The Southern District in Manhattan, the Maxwells, they're all Democrats, right? And the same thing in Chicago. But the Jussie Smollett trial, you may have forgotten some of the stuff. I'd forgotten some of it till I was reading the Chicago papers today. Some of the crap that went on almost three years ago now. And guess what? Guess who tweeted out big time about the Jussie Smollett, the racist, homophobic incident? Yes, Dementia Joe Biden and Cackling Kamala. They were deeply distressed at the racist, homophobic attack. So we'll get into some of that as we go through the day. It's kind of funny. And then Dave Chappelle was he really did a number on it. He said that, you know, people were saying, why aren't black people coming to Jussie Smollett's defense? And he said, didn't they understand that we were remaining silent? That was the best we could do because we all knew it was BS. I think most people, white or black, knew it was BS from the very moment it began. But you can't say anything. Lest you be accused yourself of racism and homophobia. But it's just, never really had the ring of truth to it, did it? Okay. Now, here's a funny one. Biden was signing a bill today, and he had some of the members of Congress around him. And one of them was Senator Warnock. Now, you may remember Senator Warnock. I think his name is Raphael Warnock. And he's probably going to lose the seat to Herschel Walker next year, the friend of Donald Trump, the great All-American pro football running back from the University of Georgia. But Elliot Warnock had a few problems last year because he has a record of domestic abuse. I think he ran over his wife's foot, or he was accused of running over his wife's foot in a car. So knowing that, listen to what Biden has to say about Senator Warnock, cut three.
And I want to thank and congratulate Senator Warnock, who's here in the room, who has been a moral leader in the U.S. Senate since he got here.
Well, it is the U.S. Senate. Maybe he is a moral leader. I mean, it is the Senate of once upon a time Ted Kennedy, Chris Dodd, Robert Byrd. so many others. I don't. I need not go down the list.
Barbaric.
And then, of course, we have to bring up Kamala Harris, cut four.
For many years, President Vice President Harris has led the fight to address this tragedy of maternal mortality in our nation.
President Vice President Harris has led the fight on maternal morality. Maternal morality. Okay. Whatever you say, Dementia Joe. And by the way, Dementia Joe, he can't go to Wisconsin, you know, because it would require too many assets. He can go everywhere else. He went to Nantucket for 6 days. He went down to Fort Bragg for Friendsgiving, whatever the hell that means. But he can't go to Wisconsin because there are only six people dead. And they're probably, none of them were really likely to be Democrats. So what the hell does he care? He cares not. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Now more than ever, there are so many reasons to be a grateful nation, and in large part, we have our military and our veterans to thank for our liberties and freedoms. National Wreaths Across America Day is Saturday, December 18th. You can join in the mission to remember our fallen heroes, honor those who currently serve and their families, and the opportunity and get the opportunity to teach younger generations the value of their freedoms. A $15 donation to Wreaths Across America sponsors a fresh, handheld balsam fir wreath from Maine with a single red bow. The veterans' wreaths have become a symbol, a gift of America's respect. The circular wreath made with 10 balsam bouquets is a catalyst for unity, healing, and an expression of gratitude. What started with America's most hallowed ground at Arlington National Cemetery has grown to ceremonies at close to 3,000 participating locations across the country and overseas. Please sponsor a veteran's wreath today and show your appreciation for our veterans. Go to wreathsacrossamerica.org. That's wreathsacrossamerica.org. Please donate now. They can also use volunteers at wreathsacrossamerica.org. They need donations and volunteers. I'm Howie Carr.
Fighting the fake news, one former Democrat stenographer with a press pass at a time. It's Howie Carr.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
You see them sometimes, walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Howie Carr is back.
Texter wants to know, did Comey's daughter get her job after a nationwide search? Of course she did. That's the way they always get their jobs, in the deep state. And remember, she was what Comey, remember he said when he was fired, he was promoting his book, how angry I think he has three daughters and his wife. He said his three daughters and his wife were all castigating him, and they were so disgusted and depressed the day after the election in 2016 that Trump had won. And now she's prosecuting a big-time Democrats consort, Ghislaine Maxwell. I wonder if her heart's really in it, Maureen Comey. I kind of doubt it. Anyway, yesterday, Governor Charlie Baker, also known as Charlie Parker, according to Dementia Joe, was on National Panhandler Radio. And so his hosts asked him about how he stood on vaccine passports, because he is one of the dead enders of the panic. He's the Pope of panic porn, as we call him. And so he has on his cell phone, I guess he has one of these vaccine QR codes, which is a passport, basically, a vaccine passport. And so this is what he said on NPR, cut five.
The thing we're trying to do, and we've been talking to a lot of other states about it, and you can get it now, depending upon, there's my QR code.
Oh, very good. Very nice.
Thank you. This is my proof that I've been vaccinated. It's my proof that I've been vaccinated. It's easy to access. It's a universal standard, and we've been working with a bunch of other states, there's probably 15 or 20 of them, to try to create a single QR code that can be used for all sorts of things, where people may choose to require a vaccine.
How close is that deal?
Soon.
Really?
Yeah.
Could be used for all sorts of things. So you can imagine how that went over, especially since she's like 20 points behind in a potential Republican primary right
You're
now.
You're a loser.
So they had to backtrack furiously. This is the statement from his office. Governor Baker is not and has never been in favor of a statewide so-called vaccine passport mandate. It does not support requiring that businesses or other organizations restrict access based on vaccination status. The administration is developing a system for residents, if they choose to obtain their digital proof if they are unable to obtain it through their vaccine provider. There is no Massachusetts requirement that these businesses choose to screen customers for vaccination status. And then there's someone from the state committee, one of his stooges, says, as you can see, the governor describes something completely voluntary and not a requirement for anyone. That's all in boldface. He is trying to make things easier for people who want to attend sporting events or interact with private businesses. Massachusetts has no mask mandate, no vaccine mandate, and no vaccine passport mandate. I want to be very clear. You think they're worried? So, Taylor, the poll question is brought to you today by HelloFresh. This holiday season, I actually want to enjoy holiday dinners with my family without hours of prep and cleanup. Thankfully, HelloFresh delivers farm-fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and recipes right to my door. Get 14 free meals plus 3 gifts with code HOWIE14 at HelloFresh.com/HOWIE14. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Governor Baker now says he believes vaccine passports should be voluntary. Do you believe him?
No, not in the least.
95% say no. They don't believe him.
You're a loser.
Yeah. Just he wants to bring back Newports to the and Cools and Bel Airs and Marlboro Greens to the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, too. He wants everybody to have freedom of choice as long as they're willing to do whatever the hell he wants them to do, wants us to do. 844-500-4242. Chris, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Chris.
Yes, Howie, I was just saying that Taylor the other day did such a great spot on of Sheldon Leonard and It's a Wonderful Life. I just wanted to compliment him on it.
Oh, wow, thank you. I didn't think anybody would have recognized that.
No, I'm telling you, I'm a film buff. But anyway, I just wanted to point out, I think we've seen a transference of personalities amongst the Cuomo a la Godfather. You know, I think Cuomo, Chris, got the bad rap for being Fredo. You know, like, I'm smart, I got ideas.
Right.
And Andrew comes off as a sort of a mix of Sonny Hothead and conniving Michael. But when you think about it, Chris Cuomo is the one conniving like Michael Corleone. And Andrew's the one who can't keep his hands off the cocktail waitresses.
That's true. They're both a mix. I would say Andrew, though, is more of Sonny than anything else because he's, like, bigger. You know, and he's always kind of like swaggering around. I mean, I don't know what he's like now, but when he was governor, I mean. As far as Chris, I'd tell you one thing, though, Chris. If I were advising, if I were Tom Hagen to Chris Cuomo today, I would tell him, don't go fishing. Don't get any boats, Fredo. No way. He's all done, don't you think?
He's all done. I mean, yeah. I can't. Even by CNN standards, which there are none, this is what they say. So it's like an embarrassing someone passing gas at a high-end cocktail party. it's time for them to kind of quietly leave by the service exit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. And by the way, take the plaque off the Tappan Zee Bridge when you leave, and don't go away mad. Just go away. That's our message to the Cuomos. They've actually made their in-laws, the Kennedys, look good these last couple of years, and that takes a lot of work. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Mm-hmm.
It's never too early to start gift shopping for the holidays, and now you can save big on a gift they'll use every day. Raycon wireless earbuds. With seamless Bluetooth pairing and a comfortable noise-isolating fit, you can start listening right away and keep listening for hours. Raycons offer amazing sound quality, starting at half the price of other premium audio brands. You get 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery life. There's also a built-in mic, and you can take calls on your earbuds at the press of a button. And their new everyday earbuds come with 3 new sound profiles. So whether you're using them for calls or music, for work or play, at home or on the go, you can make sure everything you're listening to sounds its best with just the right amount of bass. This holiday season, get them a pair of Raycons or just get one for yourself. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie today to unlock exclusive deals up to 30% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/Howie. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. If you want to watch the show live, the best place to watch it is at HowieCarShow.com, HowieCarShow.com, and click on Watch, and you'll get it's the Rumble feed, and you'll get it, and that's the best place to watch, and you can you'll be right there, and you can take advantage of the cheap bastard deals. You can buy a Let's Go Brandon t-shirt. You can read Howie's homework. Everything is right there. One place, HowieCarShow.com, and click on Watch. And you can go to Rumble, but there are other ways to do it as well. 844-500-4242. Right now, it's time for Grace's News.
Hi, Howie. I'm going to start off with a very sad story today. 3 students dead and several wounded in a shooting in a Michigan high school. This broke later today in the afternoon, and at first it didn't look like I was hoping that no one was dead because they just came out and said 4 to 6 were injured, but it's just been reported that 3 students or 3 people have died and half a dozen people, including a teacher, were injured.
Our condolences to all concerned.
Yes, absolutely. In other news, the price of gas, according to some experts, could hit $5 a gallon by 2023.
I don't think you have to be an expert to figure that out, Grace.
Yeah, you just have to have eyes and maybe a car that you have to fill up every
once
in a while.
Did you see about the gingerbread gas station at the White House, Grace?
Yeah, you know what, Howie? That felt a little bittersweet. You know, it felt like a little dig at us. They put a gas station. Why didn't they just put an electric car station in the little village, the gingerbread house village?
Yeah, they didn't have any gas prices on the gingerbread house in the east room of the White House. And speaking of the electric cars, finally, I knew this yesterday, but I didn't have any stats at my fingertips. But now we have the stats. You know, Pete Buttigieg was talking about how, you know, you buy an electric car and you never have to worry about gas prices again. Could this guy be any more out of touch?
What do you mean, out
humanity?
Of touch? I understand what he's saying. I wish I had bought a...
on paternity leave for a couple of months. Give him some time to catch up.
Yeah, I wish I had bought a Tesla a few years ago.
The average price of an EV, according to Kelley Blue Book, is right now $55,676. The average price of a new compact car is $25,240. For those of you who are in a car, that's a difference of more than $30,000. $30,000. Plus, owning, according to the American Automobile Association, despite the fact that you're going to save on gas, owning a new compact electrical vehicle costs about $600 more per year than a gas-powered compact vehicle, despite lower fuel and maintenance costs. This is from the New York Post.
Yeah, it really is amazing. And this is, you know, this is why they think Pete Buttigieg should be the front runner in 2024, because he says brilliant things like this.
I was watching a newsreel from several years ago where they were unveiling the Chevy Volt. And at the factory building, they said, oh, you just plug it into the charger in the parking lot. And the reporter says, yeah, but what powers the charger? Not trying to be funny or anything, but she said, oh, the building supplies the power. And he says, well, who supplies the power to the building? And she says, well, that would be the, insert company name here, power company. So he goes to the head of the power company and says, what does your power station run on? He says, 95% coal.
Yeah.
Right.
And they're just starting to figure this out, Taylor, because Howie's been talking for years about how these electric cars with the lithium batteries require a lot of this energy that they seem to hate so much. And
coal-fired vehicles. Now, down here in Florida, we have some in the garage where I live. And you know, I saw one actually plugged in for the first time this weekend. And I thought, down here, I think they're nuclear-powered Teslas.
Yeah, but mostly. you saw a couple months ago that the LA Times finally figured it out. And they wrote, like, these electric vehicles might also be problematic. Oh, no, right. It's a vicious cycle.
They're already talking about rolling brownouts and rolling blackouts if the weather gets too cold in the winter. So now they want to do away with all internal combustion motor vehicles. Do you think that's going to impact the fuel supply, the electric grid, the power grid, Grace?
Perhaps, but I'm not the transportation secretary. I don't even think airports are romantic, so I really have no reason to be commenting on this.
Here's a quote from a tweet from someone at the Heritage Foundation. Let me assure you, Mr. Secretary, there was very little overlap between, quote, families that can afford to buy a $50,000 electric car, unquote, and, quote, families that are worried about gas prices because an extra $50 a month is actually a week's worth of groceries, unquote. Thank you. Thank you for pointing that out, Heritage Foundation.
Now, Howie, you opened the show today with a lot of news about Andrew Cuomo and Chris Cuomo, and I want to go back to New York, but rather than the ex-governor and his brother, I want to focus on Bill de Blasio. He only has 4 weeks left in office as mayor, and of course, he's rolling out all the stops now. You know, he really wants to make an impact with these last 4 weeks. So Bill de Blasio...
Double masks in the school.
Even worse.
You have to take off your clothes if you're a little kid before you go outside to eat lunch in the 30-degree weather. How about that?
No, Mayor Bill de Blasio is opening the country's first supervised shooting galleries in Upper Manhattan amid a spike in overdose deaths.
This doesn't mean target practice.
No, this is overdose prevention centers are a safe and effective way to address the opioid crisis. I'm proud to show cities in this country that after decades of failure, a smarter approach is possible. They're expected to open as early as Tuesday, and they were chosen based on health need. According to the health department, the sites will provide.
I'm sure the people that are having these shooting galleries put in their neighborhoods are very pleased to have been selected for this pilot program.
The sites will provide clean needles and social services,
great.
But users must bring their own drugs. Howie, I've heard of this before, but I don't think I've ever seen it implemented.
We used to have a methadone clinic in the South End of Boston near the Herald.
Yes, Methadone Mile. I'm familiar with that.
No, this is not Methadone Mile. This is like this is a licensed methadone clinic. And people would come in the morning and they would get their methadone and then they would stash it in their pockets and they would walk out the door and they would then sell their methadone and get a smaller batch of the real thing, you know, heroin or fentanyl. And it was just all these drug transactions going on.
Yeah,
and I'm sure that will never happen though in Bill de Blasio's New York.
I'm just like you said. I'm sure people are not thrilled about this. So it'll be interesting to see if it's effective at all.
I wonder if it'll be effective in 4 weeks when the new mayor Adams comes into office. He doesn't seem like he's as much of an idiot as Bill de Blasio.
Well, that's hard, you know. There's only so much you can do to reach his level of, you know, just sheer stupidity. Tiger Woods shuts down Crash Talk in first public appearance since accident. So Tiger Woods put out a video a couple of weeks ago of him, you know, golfing, just, you know, hitting a ball.
Yes.
It's not like he was, I don't think, doing 18 holes or anything, but a lot of people thought he might be trying to make a comeback, but I'm pretty sure he had said that his leg almost got amputated, so there's probably not going to be any sort of comeback in his future.
Mm-hmm.
In other news, robbers impersonating cops bust into NYC home in disturbing video. This is just one of so many incidences lately, Howie, of crime. In fact, I saw on MSNBC, this is how bad it's gotten, that they're actually, including Joe Scarborough and other commentators, are talking about how there's no punishment for any of these robberies, and so there's no reason for people to stop. That's how you know you've lost the left, if MSNBC is starting to say that the crime is getting out of control.
Oh, yeah. There was a great story in the New York Post about this guy. I mean, this is just like standard operating procedure. A Brooklyn homeless man was arrested three times in just 36 hours last week, boasting to NYPD cops that he would dodge bail at each turn because he didn't have a record. He was charged with robbing two Manhattan strap hangers, wielding a knife against one of them, and stealing a beer from a Bronx or beer, stealing a 12-pack from a Bronx bodega in rapid succession. Prosecutors and law enforcement sources told the Post. And I know I'm getting out, he boasted after his second arrest, after allegedly stealing a strap hanger's backpack and pulling a knife on her. I have no record. So then they, after it'd been busted for the muggings and the stealing the beer, back on the street, he stole an iPhone from another strap hanger at West 145th Street, Lenox Avenue subway. This was on November 23rd. He was soon caught and charged with grand larceny and criminal trespassing. They could fill up the paper every day with these stories, Grace.
No,
every day.
They absolutely could. And it's getting really sad because now people, and every time, Howie, this was a story from last week, but I hear it in my head every time I read one of these stories about things happening in San Francisco and New York City. I just think of Seth Rogen when his car got broken into, and I think you were off that day, but he said, you know, I don't look at my car as an extension. So, there was a YouTuber who said, oh, my car got broken into. This really sucks. And he said,
and this guy was living in an upscale neighborhood, too. This was a fairly well-to-do, beautiful person.
And he was complaining about L.A. and Seth Rogen in such a condescending way, gaslit him basically and said, dude, it's lovely here. It's called living in a big city. So every time I see like Louis Vuitton gets completely ransacked or, you know, security guard gets killed, I think of Seth Rogen saying, it's called living in a big city, man. This is what it's like.
Looting Vuitton.
Yes, I know you like that. Grace's News is brought to you by Tux Trucks GMC, your Fisher Plow distributor in Hudson, Mass. Looking for Fisher parts and accessories? Tux is well-stocked for the season. Stop in to get what you need or give them a call and make an appointment with service. Get a Fisher Plow at Tux Trucks GMC. Call 1-800-MY-TRUCK. And lastly, Howie, I just wanted to add, I know there are shortages on so many things. I know you go to the supermarket all the time, and you're keeping track of, you know, certain cookies that are out or certain yogurts, things like that. Well,
cheese.
There's a Santa shortage right now.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the mall Santas. They can't find anyone to sit on the chair and take pictures with the kids.
Well, I mean, if they can't find truck drivers, Grace, I mean, truck drivers make pretty good money. How are they going to find a Santa? You know, who's making probably minimum wage or not much above it.
I saw a Santa beforehand, before they opened up, and he looked like Santa, but he was a little trim, you know? I don't think the big jolly old belly ones are coming out this year. I think it's more of the slender Santas, which Howie means, you know what that means for you.
I know, I got several of the attributes of Santa Claus.
You do? If skinny Santas are in, Howie, this could be your year.
Yeah, and my salt and pepper beard is pretty much just 100% salt these days.
Was it ever pepper?
It was kind of pepper. I told you, I got into trouble at Channel 7. They said I had a heavy beard for my fair complexion, and they were going to have to do something about that. And I thought, well, I'm going to be fired soon, but what are they going to do? Electrolysis is not in the cards for me.
Do you have any pictures of you with a beard?
No, I just have, but one of my Channel 7 publicity shots, I have 5 o'clock shadow, and when I was fired, they used that as an example of one reason why I was fired.
While they were firing you?
No, it was just that one of the reporters said, this is the typical Howie Carr picture. Look, this is a publicity photo, and he's got a 5 o'clock shadow. This was one of the many problems he had as a TV reporter.
See, nowadays, Howie, I feel like you could have a lawsuit on your hands with that. That's discrimination. 5 o'clock shadow discrimination.
I know. I don't know. It worked out for the best, I think.
Yeah, no regrets.
I'm glad. No regrets about leaving local TV news.
All right, that's it for me, Howie. I'll be listening to the rest of the show.
All right, thank you. 844-500-4242. Meals provide the perfect opportunity to bond and catch up with friends and family during the busy holiday season, but I just don't have the free hours to spend in the kitchen. Luckily, HelloFresh cuts down on meal prep and cleanup so I can devote more energy over the holidays to the people who matter most to me. HelloFresh delivers pre-portioned ingredients and recipes right to my doorstep, so I skip the grocery trip and avoid wasting money on excess food. With farm-fresh produce and 50 always-changing weekly menu and market items, I get everything I need without skimping on quality. Yesterday, I mentioned tempura battered chicken fingers, and today I got an email from Patrice in Arlington, one of the regular listeners who gets HelloFresh every week. She ordered tempura battered chicken fingers this week, and she said, quote, can't wait to try them. What did you get in your box this week, Taylor?
I'm not sure. My wife still hasn't let me in on what I'm getting, but I'm looking at the menu for next week, and I think I'm going to pick out the crispy Cajun chicken sandwiches. I love a good Nashville hot chicken sandwich. And speaking of tempura, sweet heat shrimp tempura bowls, which are always, always great. Anything they do with an Asian flair to it always comes out fantastic.
Gourmet options like the balsamic and fig beef tenderloin and the lobster-stuffed ravioli and shrimp. Listen to that, tenderloin, shrimp, lobster, tempura, battered chicken. All this stuff sounds great. Allow me to get a little fancy minus the fuss. I'm excited about the hearty seasonal recipes like kale, cranberry, and walnut-stuffed squash, or family favorites like pecan, crusted salmon, and, of course, that tempura battered chicken fingers that we were talking about. I love to indulge my sweet tooth over the holidays as well. This year, I'm craving the cherry cheesecake swirl bars, ginger-spiced cake truffles, and more seasonal goodies from HelloFresh. Plus, grab-and-go breakfast, quick bites, and add-ons keep the family from getting peckish any time of day. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie14 and use code Howie14 for 14 free meals plus 3 free gifts. That's code Howie14 at HelloFresh.com/Howie14. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network. On the radio and on the big screen. Twice.
I am big. It's the picture that got small.
Howie Carr is back.
It's Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds too good to be true.
Oh, no, it's real, and it's a steal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr cheap bastard deal.
Howie Carr. The cheapest bastard around.
Maria's Ristorante. It was first established in 1960 in Portland, Maine by Anthony and Madeline Napolitano. Celebrating 60 plus years in business, Maria's is now led by their sons Anthony and Greg Napolitano. Stop by to say hello, enjoy a meal, have a drink at the bar, and see what it means to preserve authentic Italian cuisine in Portland. Make your next evening out your best evening out. Dine at Maria's Ristorante on Congress Street. They make an incredible chicken parm, and the homemade meatballs are fantastic. While supplies last, you can get a $50 gift card for just $25. Limit one gift card redemption per table and no refunds. Get your $50 gift card to Maria's Ristorante for $25 by going to HowieCarrShow.com and clicking on store. With us now from Maria's is Greg Napolitano. Greg, thank you for being with us, and this is a great deal and perfect just in time for the holidays.
Thank you, Howie. Always a pleasure. Yeah, and it's a great pick-me-up, stocking stuffer or just a regular gift.
Yeah, you can get, a $50 gift certificate for $25. You'll look like you're putting out a lot of dough, but you're not. And this is just it's a great place. I love your meatballs, the best meatballs around, and the chicken parm is great, too. You've been in business for most of my life, and I remember you back from a long, long time ago, and you've moved the restaurant to a better location. It's just it's a great place to go, and you got plenty of room, too, don't you, Greg?
Plenty of room. Been busy every night. It's a better neighborhood than the old location. And, I can't complain. We're doing well.
Yeah. And again, this is it's great place. It's the oldest Italian restaurant in Portland, and it's the best. And you'll have a great time, great hospitality, and everything's reasonably priced. $50 gift card for $25, and limit one gift card per table, and no refunds. Greg, I look forward to getting up there next when we get back to New England. But it's always a pleasure to have you on. I wish I were eating one of your meatballs right now.
Well, we could always make a field trip down to Florida if you want, Alan.
That would be great. That would be great. Maybe you guys should do a book of recipes, and the meatballs would be the most visited page. Thanks. I'm Howie Carr.